You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Voyage AC.
Hey, I need to say something, and I don't want you to be scared.
Okay.
You need to start your holiday shopping now. But do not, I repeat, do not stress over it, because you can find everything you need for everybody at Voyage AC. Voyage AC has gorgeous face and body products for every age and gender, beautiful scents, phenomenal candles, like even the big votive ones for in front of the fireplace, and scents for the home.
Well, that's a huge relief, honey.
Right? I know. So how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find Voyage AC on our brand new website at theonlyonepod.com, or you can go to www.voyageac.com directly. That's VoyageEtci.com.
And even during the holidays, Melanie is willing to give my friends and family discount, which I love, to all our listeners right now. Hey, that's 10% off everything you buy.
All you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is the ultimate luxury blend of travel, design, and scents for all your holiday shopping.
This podcast is supported by Cute Booty Lounge, our season 11 sponsor.
Oh, they're incredible partners. We just love them. And I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that I wear their leggings every day. In fact, I'm wearing them right now.
You sure are.
Because they're not just for working out, but they're for working. They're running errands, going to lunch every day. And let me tell you, Cute Booty Lounge is made right here in the USA. They're made by women and for women. The company is incredible. I keep telling you that, but it's true. Female and minority owned. Everything they make makes your booty look amazing. All the dresses, the tops, the lounge and sleepwear, and their leggings have these super cute patented scrunch butt pockets, perfect for your cell phone. There's a cute booty style for everyone. Cute Booty Lounge has you covered. Embrace your body, love your booty.
And they make an easy gift for anyone who loves comfort and style. Not only does Laura live in her cute booty leggings, my mother-in-law, Linda, does too, and they both look amazing.
Aww.
So head over to cutebooty.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order.
Yes, you better pull up that website right now and get this deal. 15% off is amazing.
Right? So head to cutebooty.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order.
So, hey, we've been making this podcast for over 2.5 years.
What?
Yep, thanks to listeners like you. And from the gate, people have asked us for merchandise or additional content or even some hang time with me and Scott.
That's weird.
It is. But we think we have a solution for you.
Yep, we are excited to announce that we have a new Patreon page.
Yeah, and you know how people are patrons of the arts? Well, in this case, we're the arts.
Hmm. And by becoming a Patreon, you'll get bonus content, access to outtakes that the general public will never see, extremely cool merch, And depending on what tier you get on, a monthly hang time with Laura and I.
Yep. And it all starts at just $5 a month.
That's nothing.
Right? Not per day, not per week. It's only $5 per month.
And you're guaranteed merchandise.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So click the link in the show notes to read about the different tiers and see what great stuff you can get. Become a podcast patron. Join our Patreon today at www.patreon.com/theonlyoneintheroom.
Ori Spato, thank you for coming and doing the show. We tried to do this remotely last week. It was garbage day at your house.
Yeah.
And you were pissed. And I loved it. I was telling people when we rescheduled, you and I were working on the sound together, that you spoke up and you were like, look, kid, I don't know what's going on here. And I got scared. I you commanded respect. And during the interview today, you asked Laura, what's the first thing you recognize when you hear my voice? Or what's the first thing you think of? And you said gangster, and I was thinking respect. And
Well, thank you.
I just wanted to pass that on to you. And I am just blown away. I mean, here's some of the names that came down. Dino, Russo, Sonny, Gia, Krabby, Johnny Irish, Gotti. You only hear names like that in Hollywood these days. But this is the life that you grew up in. And it's really cool to hear you talk about it in a way that is... it's not fabricated. It's not blown up. In fact, I feel like most of the time you're taking it down a little bit for consumption, for people to hear it in a way that is honest.
People don't understand. It's like anything else, you know. 10% of the people are the ones who make the money.
Mm-hmm.
The rest don't. Just the same thing as the rest of the world. Okay? And, you know, you got to wake up every day and you got to hustle. You got to think of something. You got to be creative. What am I going to do? Who am I going to rob, scam, or what am I going to do today? I got to make a dollar. You know, we don't have a paycheck going on Fridays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have so many questions about that. If you listen to the interview, you can hear about 1950s hustling for pennies and cigarettes. You know, my dad was pissed about the car dealership gig, the add-ons thing, which was—
The after sales.
The after sale thing. I'm pissed. You know, in fact, I go through brokers now because I don't feel like dealing with that. And this was your concept, your idea that you pushed into the industry. And
guess where my first speaking engagement, I've been paid good money for it, taking place in March in Las Vegas.
Come on, you're going to go into the car industry and talk about?
The National Auto Dealer Association.
Of course.
I mean, that is a standard operating procedure in any car dealership now. The guy who sells you the car is not the guy who makes the money on you. He just gets you into the car now, and then they take you to the back, and you're like, oh, fuck, I thought I was past all this.
Yeah, see, I mean, the guy who shows you the car, I don't call him a salesperson. I call him the demo guy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's brilliant.
That's so true. It is the demo guy.
Yeah.
One of the things that you and I talked about during the break was that you had a companion along the way, a friend of yours that we didn't get to talk about in the interview. Did you want to talk a little bit about?
Joey Pyle.
Joey.
Okay. Joey Pyle from London.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where did you come across Joey? Where did you guys meet?
I met Joey through my friend Danny Sims. Danny Sims is the guy that discovered Bob Marley, and he owned Denny's. Turned him over to, what's his name, Blackwell. There's a picture of Danny.
I know, I'm about to pull it
with,
up.
With Wyclef John.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And there's a picture of Joey Pyle in the book, okay? Joey Pyle was the boss of London. And how I met Joey, they had a recording artist, I'm sure you heard of him, Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac. And Mark had just gotten out of prison. No nightclub would allow him in. Joey and Danny took him in. Joey opened the nightclubs, made sure he can get in London. And he had a deal with Warner Brothers. They had to send him here. And so I met Joey. Joey asked me if I would look over him. Mark made sure he got to Warner Brothers. And
I'm getting a picture. Of each of the parts of the journey, Laura's passing around.
Mm-hmm.
And from that there, our relation, it was like we knew each other all our life.
Just slipped right into friendship.
It's just, and Joey, we spoke, but believe it or not, 5-6 times a day.
So how old were you when you met him?
In my 50s, probably.
Okay, cool. That's encouraging that you can meet a best friend in your 50s. Yeah.
And
you're 77 now, so that's a whole lifetime. Yeah.
Joey passed away in 2007. If you want to see a funeral like you never saw, Google Joey Pyle funeral in London.
Okay.
You will never see nothing like this.
Wow.
Probably bigger than the Queen would have.
Really?
Yeah. No question.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Tell me one of your favorite ventures that you and Joey pulled off together.
I want to tell you a story. Joey had an organization called Zoe's. They raised money for children. And I'll never forget, I had to go to Munich with Howard Bell, Vice President of Queen Mary.
Mm.
They're from Munich into London. And if you really want to laugh, Joey had somebody pick me up in a Bentley. And it was maybe, by the time we got there, it was maybe 9 a.m. in the morning. I knew I wasn't going to a hotel, okay? I knew we were going to go to a pub someplace. We get in a car, and there's a guy, and he used. All right, we're sitting in the car, and he said, "Here, Roy, I brought these for you." And he gives me a set of brass knuckles, and they say, "The Firm."
Oh.
I look at this guy, and he says, "Why do I need these if I got you?" "Well, you're right, Ori." I said, "Howard, you can pitch this. Howard's a finance, he's a number cruncher guy. He's a chief financial officer of the Queen Mary, okay? Howard, here, take a look at these." So now, of course, yeah, we're going to this pub. And we finally get to the pub, and the guy comes out of the pub. They had cones in front of the pub. And they come out, they take the cones out so the guy could park the Bentley. We get out of the car and he says, "Ori, wait here, let you in a minute." Goes in, and then they open the door. And as soon as the door opened, "New York, New York" comes on. With Frank singing. And everybody, Joe's whole crew, over 35 guys, one by one come up, pay their respect.
Mm.
Wow.
And then I go to the bar. And Joey's waiting for me. And we begin with champagne and Red Bull. All right? And, I don't drink over here.
Uh-huh.
I don't drink here. Champagne, Red Bull, then a beer, then a whiskey, and we just keep doing that. But Joey got a phone call from Joey Jr. Joey Jr. is like my third son.
Mm.
And they had raised $150,000 for this young girl that needed something wrong with her heart. And the only place they did the surgery was in Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And they raised $150,000. They got the girl to Dallas. Joy and I are at the bar, and Joey Jr. calls, and the girl died.
Oh, man.
And you got to understand, here's the boss of London, and here's Ori Spadel.
Mm-hmm.
Two bosses. We start crying.
Mm.
It was a scene, but that's a very memorable moment. I had many memorable moments with Joey Pyle right up until just before he died. Joey Jr., we was fighting at Caesars.
He was a boxer or an MMA guy?
Yeah, a boxer. I'm sitting next to Joey. Joey was in a wheelchair. John Daly, the famed...
The golfer.
another director, producer of a couple of small movies. You probably heard of them. Platoon. He's the only producer ever won back-to-back Best Picture of the Year awards.
There he is.
Yeah.
And my son Anthony was there. And I was watching Joey. And I think Joey Jr. wrote a book, and I told him about this. I was watching Jovi's eyes and how proud he was of his son. Mm. And, you know, it was the last time there was really with Joey Powell. And then just before he died, and I believe it was a Saturday evening, I remember Joey Jr. called me from the hospital and put me on the phone with him.
Mm.
And then he passed right after that.
Wow. I am just struck by how big a heart you have, you know? I didn't know sort of how to, you know, visualize someone who comes from your profession, because that's how I identify with people in the world. Like your experience with Joey is how I might, like from this interview, I'll remember that story. And I'll also remember the story you told about the people in Connecticut and how they felt about you.
Yeah.
You know? I'm really glad that you survived this long to tell your stories. Like I always think when I see, you know, we're big fans of The Sopranos and everybody dies in The Sopranos, you know. As I look through some of the names in this, I see that some of you guys live for a long time and I'm really impressed. Real quick, because I know we got to close it up, but real quick, how did you make it this far, man? How did you not
die
pretty much, or,
well,
you know.
A number one, loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Honor and respect.
Mm.
It don't make a difference who you are, where you are, what part of life you're in, okay? You must have honor, loyalty, and respect. If you don't have that, you got no character. And without character, you don't have nothing.
Mm.
That's amazing advice. And I cannot wait for the movie. I will see Ray Donovan different forever. For now, it's one of our favorite shows as well. So.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm probably one of the only few people who's only maybe seen a couple shows of The Sopranos.
Oh, wow.
That's okay. You lived a life.
Yeah.
I think you'd be a critic the whole way through. But thank you for coming in, man.
Thank
you. You've been amazing.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avant House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.